It is a regular session of Mayor and Council. To be held on Tuesday, June 4th, 2019, at 7 p.m. City Hall Building, 915 South Culver Road, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Colonel, would you call the roll?
Councilmember Dave Lindstrom is excused. Councilmember Joni Giacomino?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith is excused. Councilmember Leslie Johns?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein?
Here.
City staff, Stephen Pocken, interim city manager, Ashley Coronado, city clerk, Carrie Bagley, finance director, Jesus Haro, public works director, Albert Echave, police chief, George Castillo, fire chief, Christine Roberts, city attorney.
Thank you, gentlemen, for the invitation. Let's just take a moment of silence to reflect on this wonderful city of ours and many blessings in our life. Thank you. Would you join me in pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anna, can you speak into your mic, please? Thank you.
Okay, we have nobody signed up for call to the public, so we will move on to the accounts payable. I move to approve accounts payable in the amount of $180,000. $180,602.01.
A second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify with an aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Okay, so we will move on to the approval of the consent agenda. Approval of the minutes of the work session of the Mayor and Council held on May 1st, 2018, at 5:30 p.m. C. Approval of the minutes of the regular session of the Mayor and Council held on May 1st, 2018, at 7 p.m. D. Approval of the minutes of the special session of Mayor and Council held on May 29th, 2018, at 5:30 p.m. E. Approval of the resignation of Nancy Jacobson from the Civil Service Commission. F. Approval of the appointment of Charles Perry to the Airport Advisory Committee. G. Approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by Bisbee Pride Inc. for an event to be held at City Park located at 62 Bury Avenue on Saturday, June 15, 2019, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. H. Approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by Bisbee Pride Inc. for an event to be held at Grassy Park on Friday, June 14, 2019, from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m., and on Saturday, June 15, 2019, from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. I. Approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by Bisbee Pride Inc. for an event to be held at the Magic Theater located at 24 Main on Sunday, June 16, 2019. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. J. Approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of the north section of Arizona Street and Cole Avenue to Highway 80 for the Coaster Race trial runs on Saturday, June 8th and June 22nd from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. K. Approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of several streets for the Coaster Race trial run on June 29th, presets July 3rd, and for the race on July 4th, 2019. Is there any discussion? Or do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through K.
I second.
We have a motion to approve consent agenda items A through K.
Councilmember Giacomino?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Councilmember Johns?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye. Motion passed unanimously. On to, there's no old business, so on to new business. Item three, and this is discussion and possible approval of a motion to go into executive session pursuant to ARS
38-431.031.
Sorry, excuse me.
It's okay.
Discussion and possible approval of a motion to go into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A1. For consideration of the employment and appointment of a city manager. Do I have a motion?
So, after the motion, I'll ask a question. Go ahead. Would it be better if we did this at the end so we don't leave people hanging, or do we need to do it at the beginning? Because we have so much of them on the docket that people are here for. Does that make sense?
This is just like discussing the applicants that you've talked.
I'm putting it rolling to the beginning.
Do I have a motion?
I move that the mayor and council go into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A1 for the consideration of the appointment of the city manager.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to go to executive session. All in favor?
For the entire block.
For the block of lessons, for all six lessons.
And how many people?
We were planning on training four guards to be the lifeguard instructors. Each 6 to 8 seems to be the right range, child to instructor. So, you know, 30 range would probably, but that's going to depend on sign up, depend on call, and we're going to have the sign up sheets at the pool themselves as they go, and we'll do a waiting list. If we do need to add another class at the end of it, we can, but at that point, we might be looking at monsoon season, so.
Yeah. Are you going to have lessons, you know, like beginners, intermediate?
Yeah,
and so you'll separate?
Yeah, and that's part of with the American Red Cross particular, that they have the levels defined as well.
And the maximum number of kids for each one of those?
Again, they'll be per guard. Each lesson, we hope to have all four guards on.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the contract for services between the City of Bixby and the LEAP Institute for swimming lessons at the City Pool for the 2018 season.
I second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the contract for services between the City of Bixby and the LEAP Institute for swimming lessons at the City Pool for the 2019 season. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I recuse myself due to the fact that I'm on the board, so I want that noted that I'm not voting. LEAP's board, I'm the secretary, so I want to recuse from the vote. I want that one.
Okay. So we have one recusal and four. Motion passes.
Thank you, Josh.
Could I just make a comment? Yes. I think this is just wonderful that LEAP is willing to do this, because having the swimming lessons for the kids is really great, especially the different levels, because as a kid, I took swimming lessons, and you go from one to the other, and you really feel good about yourself, too.
Right.
So it's a self-esteem kind of thing. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we are at number 6. Discussion and possible approval of a contract with Arizona Water Company to receive monthly water customer reports. Ms. Bagley.
Madam Mayor Pro Tem, I didn't sign up for this, but I would like to ask a question and speak to this whenever you think it's appropriate.
Okay.
Good evening. This is a contract with Arizona Water. It's to receive monthly reports of all their customers that will give us information on customers who are activating, deactivating services, their usage, and it will basically help us with billing to keep better track of who's using the sewer in the city.
Okay, so
we'll be able to use it to kind of clean up our accounts and make sure we have the correct people signed up for sewer that are actually using the services at the property.
Does anybody
have
any questions?
I can see where this would be really helpful in identifying which houses actually have water going through them, which is a big issue. Is that big a cost to find out the valuable information?
Right, and right now, I mean, there's a lot of houses we found that we've been billing them for services for years that have been vacant, and with this, we'll be able to know when those houses are actually vacant.
Wow. And I guess this will help us as well with people who have vacation homes here that...
Right, if they ask for a vacancy rate, mm-hmm. we'll be able to verify whether or not they're actually being paid.
Thank you.
I have a comment. Yes. I just wanted the audience and those who are listening to understand that this information cannot be shared or published or disseminated, so it will be kept private.
Perfect.
Thank you for pointing that out. That's very good. Okay, do we have a
motion? I move to approve the Arizona Water Company contract to receive monthly water customer reports.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the Arizona Water Company contract to receive monthly water customer reports.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry, I know you just said that. I'm sorry, before we take the vote, Ms. Pauling, I apologize.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Thank you, I appreciate having a chance to ask the question. So, it's my understanding that the water bill, or the sewer bill, is charged to the property owner. If I could get some clarification on that, it's the property owner who is responsible for the sewer bill according to our, our city code?
But not per state statute, it's the, who uses the property, so if it's a rental of 4 units or less, then it's the renter that's responsible for the bill. That's per state.
But the renter is not billed, it's the property owner who is billed.
If we're aware that there is a renter there, then we do bill the renter.
And do you contact the renter to have them come in and give you their information? How would you go about doing that?
The property owner will notify us that they have a renter there, and they'll send their renter in to set up an account.
Can I ask a question? It's along this line. So what happens if your sewer bill is included in your rent?
Yes, that's
which many renters do. I mean, not renters,
and that's
at least
fine.
Landlords.
That's fine if that's what the landlord chooses.
Oh, okay.
But they should be aware that it is the person using the service that's responsible for the bill.
So there's then an agreement between the occupant and the city, and that alleviates the property owner from being responsible for that bill?
If it's a 4 or less units, then it's the renter who is responsible, and somebody, either the renter or the property owner, needs to let the city know that there's a renter at that property so that we can bill the renter.
So what is your recourse against the renter then? If the renter does not pay the bill, do you put a lien on, do you file that with?
Send them to debt collections or Arizona State set off.
So they would be sent to debt collections. If the renter does not pay the bill, that is sent to debt collections for the renter?
No.
And so I have a real problem with this, in that according to our city code, the city has the authority to put a lien on the property because the bill goes to the property owner. The property owner is responsible for the sewer and garbage, and therefore the city has collateral on the property because they are able to attach a lien to that property through our city code. That's how our code is written. Now you're expecting that the renter will be responsible.
The city code has something written to include the wording that the renter of 4 units or less is responsible for the bill. It has something written.
But it's not enforceable because it's a non-adjudicated debt. You cannot enforce a debt to a person who is not, who doesn't have an agreement with the city to pay that debt.
That's
but the city has no assurance for payment on that. So there is a $1,500 a month charge to Arizona Water Company. Are you paying, is the city going to be paying?
$125 a month.
$125 a month to get the names of the occupants of these properties. Okay, I'm sorry. I appreciate your letting me speak and ask these questions. Thank you.
Arizona Water Company to receive monthly water customer reports. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Unanimously.
I can talk about that for a question. Is there any possible way that I can get what you just said written down? Having to do with the, you keep saying four units. It's in the sewer code, so.
I can email you the portion.
Thank you. Alrighty, number seven. Discussion and possible approval of renewal of the intergovernmental agreement, the IGA, between the City of Bisbee and the Arizona Department of Revenue for transaction privilege tax TPT administration. Ms. Bagley.
So the Arizona Department of Revenue administers all the transaction privilege tax administration, collecting our taxes and dispersing the money, auditing, all of that. So we currently have an IGA with them to do this, and this is just the renewal of the IGA.
Does anybody have any questions?
Has there been any changes in that agreement? It's the same as it was the last time approved it.
Right. It's no major changes, and it was reviewed by a committee of other cities and attorneys.
And by law, we have to approve it anyway.
Well, by law, the state has to administer it for us.
Right.
So it's just a formality.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Do I have a motion?
I move to approve the intergovernmental agreement between the City of Bisbee and the Arizona Department of Revenue for the administration of the city's transaction for the tax.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve the intergovernmental agreement between the City of Bisbee and the Arizona Department of Revenue for administration of the city's transaction privilege tax. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Number eight, we have discussion of possible approval of contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield Arizona for employee health insurance. Ms. Bagley.
So this is a new contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield for employee health insurance. We currently have United Healthcare, and when our benefit broker, they went out for bids for insurance for us, and there was a considerable increase from United Healthcare, over $78,000 increase. So Blue Cross Blue Shield has a comparable plan to what we have now, with a large network of providers, and it was actually going to cost us less than what we're paying this currently. $469.32 a month versus $574 a month if we stayed with United Healthcare.
Are there any questions? Yes. So with this program, is there like levels that the employees can, like a premium of gold? And I have this.
Yeah, there's the core plan, and then there's a buyout, okay. And then of course there's children and spouse and family plans.
Okay, because if this is anything similar to what I have, it's much more reasonable for families and children.
It is reduced cost for employees also.
And I have a question also. On the last two, on the history, the limited, the LTD, is that limited? Is that a cap or what? Because I noticed that for 2019 to 2020, June of 2020, it's 544 versus last year it was 5,704.
I didn't print that out and bring it with me, so I would have to look into that and see what that is.
So what is the LTD need?
I don't know.
Is that a long-term disability policy?
Is it
Can you just
hold the applicant? It shouldn't be a long-term. Well, is it just on the health insurance plan or mutual long-term disability?
This is the medical, it just says medical, and it's got the STD, which I assume is the standard. It's got medical, dental, life, STD, and LTD.
Short-term, long-term, yeah.
Disability, okay. But that's a big difference.
We use different companies for the dental and vision and long-term and short-term disability. We use Mutual of Omaha for our disability insurance, if that's what they're referring to.
But if there's such a big reduction, though, is that, I kind of think it's a typo. Because it's $5,700 left for this year, and it's $544. But that doesn't have anything to do with the Blue Cross Blue Shield, correct?
I don't believe so.
Because it just stood out to me. But the rest of figures really look good. I mean, especially when you take a look at the last 9-10 years.
Right.
So.
If I could just comment, the broker who works with the city on these annual renewal costs has been with us now at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the record or the history of premium increases over the last 10 years, it compares favorably with any other institution, whether it be government or private sector. There was even one year that I can recall, I don't know which one, but I recall one year when there was no increase at all. And I think most of us...
That was 2011.
Okay, thank you. I think most of us are used to seeing double-digit increases in healthcare premiums each year, but the broker, CBIZ, has proven over the years to be a very good partner with the city of Bisbee, in keeping the healthcare cost premiums from rising as dramatically as what most companies are now experiencing happen.
Well, and it shows that it's a minus 4%.
Right. So
for last year it was 8% increase. So I don't have a problem with that. I just think that figure just bothered me, and if it was part of the Blue Shield Blue Cross, then I would want to know what that
was. It does
was.
Look strange, so I'll check. And
okay.
It could be a typo.
Okay.
This is an excellent outcome for the shares.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're right, Mr. Cogman. CBIZ has always done a fantastic job for the city and always trying to get the best coverage for the least amount, and they've done a great job. Are there any other questions? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the Blue Cross Blue Shield contract to provide employee health insurance from July 1st, 2019. To June 30th, 2020.
Do I have a second?
A second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the Blue Cross Blue Shield contract to provide employee health insurance from July 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2020. Those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Mackey. More insurance. Okay, so we have number 9. We have discussion of possible approval of a renewal of Delta Dental Insurance. Ms. Beck.
This is just the annual renewal with Delta. They've been the insurance provider for the dental since 1996, and there is no change in cost this year.
Great. Do we have any questions? Discussion?
I move to approve the Delta Dental contract to provide employee dental insurance from July 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2020.
Do I have a second? I never heard of this.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the Delta Dental contract to provide employee dental insurance from July 1st, 2019 to June 3rd, 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Okay, number 10, we have four from the agenda. So we move to 11. We have discussion and possible approval of agreement with CBIS for COBRA administration.
And this is CBIS offered to administer our COBRA for us at no cost. This can be a time-consuming process between sending out packets and forms to terminating employees, getting the plans back from them, enrolling them, collecting their money, reconciling, and then keeping track of when it expires. So they're going to do the whole administration for us, for, like I said, for no cost. They've called it a value-added service since we've been with us.
Any questions?
Yeah. Is this agreement just for 1 year, or is it?
I believe the contract they sent us is for 1 year, so I don't know what will happen next year if there will be a cost, but I mean.
Yeah, I can appreciate that this will help us out. Why are they doing this?
To show their appreciation at
They make money on this. I mean, this is something the value added for them to do this and do the work for. They're basically getting the insurance policies or the health insurance policies paid to them. Correct. Isn't it?
I believe they collect and pay into the plan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Either way, it
actually.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
We can charge an administration fee for COBRA administration. They could probably also pass that cost on to the employee, terminated employee.
And if they're the broker, it's mm-hmm. another health insurance. I'm sure they've got an administrative cost for that health insurance too. So it's really worth their while to do it.
Do I have a motion?
I move to approve an agreement with CBIS for COBRA administration.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the agreement with CBIS for COBRA administration. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Number 12. We have discussion and possible approval to publish a request for proposal to repair a section of wall on Sims Road in Old Bisbee. Mr. Harold.
Good evening. So we have a section of road, or a wall on Sims Road in Old Bisbee within the right of way. It just needs to be repaired. I simply bring this before you because this isn't specifically in the budget for this year. And so, as required, I need to get authorization to publish the request for proposal.
Do we have any questions?
Do
we have a question?
Is it coming out of the tax, the 1% tax, or is it coming out of the funds?
It's streets and infrastructure, so it would come out of that.
It is going to come out of the tax. Okay. I just wanted to be clear on that.
Sure.
Any other questions or comments? No?
I just want to say thank you. That's my house.
I was going to mention that. Yeah, I wanted
that. I'm really grateful you're doing this.
So you're making a motion?
Yes. I move to publish an RFP to repair a section of wall on Sims Road in Old Bisbee.
Okay. I second. We have a motion and a second to publish an RFP to repair a section of wall on Sims Road in Old Bisbee. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Number 13. Discussion of possible authorization to accept grant funding from the Tahoma Oil Nation on behalf of Bisbee Radio Project Inc. if funding is awarded. Ms. Giacomino.
What this is we would like to ask the city to manage, I guess, not for a better term, a grant if we are awarded through the Tohono O'odham. We had a similar situation come up last council meeting. It's the same program that we're putting in for, but I have someone here who can explain it better. Patricia, come on. But she'll explain exactly what we're looking to go after. So it's just to give you an idea, you know, it's not just willy-nilly.
Good evening. I'm on the board of directors at KPR here at the Bisbee Radio Project. And we are asking for you to be fiduciary agent in case we do get this grant, when we get this grant. And the grant we are putting in for our grant monies to purchase two booster antenna as of 2017, low-power radio stations such as KPRP are allowed to put up two boosters, and we would like to increase our listenership. And we are looking at reestablishing our youth media program to include theater sound technician, radio engineering, radio programming and production to create youth radio here in Bisbee to have both, well, all schools have the capability of coming in and producing a program. We're also looking at putting in for equipment. We have century-old equipment, both in the office and in our studio and in our automation studio. So we would love to give you a copy of our final grant that's supposed to be going in by the 14th, if that is what you want to see.
Anybody have any questions?
So basically, this is just passing through us. We have no financial obligation here.
Correct. Yeah. You're just a fiduciary agent.
Just a board meeting.
And on the youth programming, you're going to be working with the high school?
Absolutely.
Any other questions? As a matter of fact, we just talked to Ryan today. Not Ryan. Tyler today, sorry. And he's very, very enthusiastic. He's right now he's a CTE director of the video and radio programming at the high school, and he was really very interested in helping out. So.
Cool. Okay, so do we have a motion?
I move to accept the grant funding from the film. So.
I was just going to say, aren't you on board?
Yeah, like it's not. Yeah.
No,
you're right.
Probably we shouldn't be the one to make that motion. I'll make the motion. I move to accept grant funding from the Toll Automation on behalf of Bisbee Radio Project Inc. if funding is awarded.
Second. We have a motion and a second to accept grant funding from the Tohono O'odham Nation on behalf of the Bisbee Radio Project Inc. if funding is awarded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Again, I'll recuse myself since I am on board.
Thank you.
With one refusal. Thank you. Agenda item 14, we have discussion and possible approval of a request for FAA approval of agreement for transfer of entitlements of $150,000 federal funds from the City of Bisbee Municipal Airport, PO4, to Eloy Municipal Airport. Mr. Hawken.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening. And I have to start out by apologizing for asking the city clerk to put this on tonight's agenda and then leaving town without putting together a CAF. I apologize. But anyway, to speak to the agenda item, airport sponsors, which the City of Bisbee is for PO4, receive entitlements on an annual basis, and for airports our size, that entitlement amount is $150,000. We did not use that $150,000, nor will we before the end of the federal fiscal year. When that happens, the FAA calls us and asks us to transfer the money to an airport that has a project for which they can use the funds. This year, the city of Eloy, who also runs a municipal airport, can use the money and has a project ready to go. So, with your approval by motion, we will transfer that money from Bisbee to the city of Eloy. Now, there's another round of entitlement money hitting us in October of this year. So our entitlement money, even though we're essentially giving up the current entitlement, we're getting another round of entitlement that will, I don't want to call it hit the bank, because it won't hit the bank, but it'll hit the FAA with their new fiscal year. So in the meantime, the city has been working with a group that for now we're calling Friends of the Airport, who would like to take over some of the responsibilities of that airport. And we have our annual capital improvement plan meeting, or ACIP meeting, with the FAA scheduled for next week. FAA and the city have invited a representative of the Friends to attend the ACIP meeting, so that number one, we can talk about, because we all have to have a master plan. That's why the annual ACIP meeting. Nothing's been done in several years, but we do have an airport master plan. We will be meeting with the FAA, with a couple of representatives of the Friends of the Airport, and the city's engineer of record, Armstrong Consulting. This is going to be a teleconference, because I didn't really think it was necessary to drive all the way up to the FAA office in Phoenix to have this meeting when we didn't have a project, and we aren't probably going to have anything specific for next year yet either. So anyway, but it will give us the opportunity to ask some pertinent questions on what a Friends group can do in the operation of a municipal airport, and more importantly, what they cannot do in the operation of a municipal airport. At the same time, and it will also be pertinent because a couple of those people are also what we call through-the-fence operators. The through-the-fence agreements that were started years ago, I believe John McKinnon was still the city attorney at that time, were done, and then they were signed by several of the property owners out there, the through-the-fence operators, and then they went to FAA and they rejected them. Beyond that point, nothing has happened. So this will also give us an opportunity to go over with the representatives from the FAA what needs to be in those agreements so that FAA will approve them. You know, they're an agreement between the city and a through-the-fence operator, and they're approved by you, but the FAA also must put their seal of approval on. We went through that process all the way to that point and then got rejected at FAA. So there's a lot of work to do for a small airport right now, but hopefully this will be another positive step in maybe getting someone out there who really wants to dig in and do some improvements out there and operate the airport. And I'm looking forward to this meeting, because I think we're going to start to see some positive change very quickly after that meeting is over. So anyway, that's a lot more than you needed to know about this, but I just wanted to assure you we're losing our entitlement money, but we're getting another $150,000 in October. So we're losing, but we're not.
Do you have any questions?
Yes. Oh, yes. I know that we're giving it to Eloy, who obviously has a project that they probably need more than the $150,000 that they got. I thought that we had a plan in place where the participating airports really trade off the years as to when you get this money so that these large projects could be done and they would have the money to get them done, because anything that we want to get done is going to take more than $150,000.
Right.
So my question is, are we the only one that gave them $150,000, or did the rest of these cities or towns also give them the money?
I am unaware if Eloy received any other entitlement funds, but please understand, entitlement money is not necessarily project money, okay? For instance, when we rebuilt the runway out there 10 years ago, that wasn't done with entitlement money. That was a specific project in the CIP, which was planned, engineered, and then put out for bid over a multi-year period with capital improvement money that was 90% supplied to us by the FAA, 5% roughly
right.
by ADOT Aeronautics, and then 5% by the city. So entitlement money typically is used in the planning and engineering phases of projects.
Mm-hmm.
So because you're absolutely right, as far as airport improvements go, $150,000 doesn't buy anything. The problem, of course, that Bisbee has had over the last few years is, even though we have a plan, we haven't been able to come up with the match to do a project. So that's kind of why our ASAP is sort of languishing in there. And then, because I think I kind of touched on it when we were having budget workshops, that there's projects that need to be done that can be funded, but the city needs to come up with the match in order to make it happen.
So they're using the money for the engineering of a project that later on that they're going to need capital improvement?
I honestly don't know what Eloy's use is going to be, but they have a use for the money. So, yeah, now if you want a specific project, I can certainly ask the FAA.
Well, I'm trying to figure, because this is confusing to me, because we had come up with this plan, because maybe it was the engineering, the cost of engineering a project that was more than $150,000, but I thought it was supposed to be like a round robin type of thing. It may not have gotten off the ground.
Yeah, I couldn't answer that question. I know we didn't have an arrangement with the part of the state, so I'm gonna, and we didn't have that arrangement in existence when I was here.
No, this was all within the last couple of years.
Okay, and then I'll make myself a note. And when we have the ASIP meeting next week, maybe I'll ask the airport planner that will be on the call if he's aware of such a deal. Because, quite frankly, I used Grand Canyon Airport's entitlement money 1 year for improvements
right.
that I made in Winslow.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't a round-robin thing. That was just money Grand Canyon couldn't use, but I could. And people at FAA said, hey, they got money they can't use, ask them. So that entitlement money does move around?
No, and I know, because we have done this before, but I remember having several discussions, and then I don't know what happened.
I would be relatively certain.
I'm not crazy, right?
I'd be relatively certain that you probably given up more entitlement money.
Yeah. We have, yes.
If we didn't give it up, it's just going to go by the wayside, right?
Right. It's a 1 year appropriation, use it or lose it.
Right. So I mean, it's better to be.
Yeah,
but it used to be that you could have up to $450,000 in one account. Did that change?
It did.
Because when I first got started, I know that we had almost that much.
Yeah.
But it still wasn't enough to do any type of projects.
Right.
Or to even do engineering.
Right.
Then, so.
So anyway, that's the skinny on that item.
Any more questions? Motion?
I move to approve the agreement for transfer of entitlements in the amount of $150,000 from the City of Bisbee to Eloy Municipal Airport.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agreement for transfer of entitlements in the amount of $150,000 from the City of Bisbee to Eloy Municipal Airport. Airport. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. 15 is pulled, and it brings us to the city manager's report.
Thank you. Just a few quick updates. We didn't get a written report this time. I was out of town. So I already explained that part. Just a reminder, we have a budget workshop next Monday. What time is that one, Carrie? 5:30, thank you. This is what we anticipate to be the last one before the tentative budget comes before you for consideration. It is still considerably heavier on expenditures than it is on revenues. I didn't get a chance to look at the most recent one, but it was about $700,000.
It came down
to $590,000. Okay, so $600,000. Just to put that in perspective, one cent of sales tax generates about $700,000. Okay, so that's kind of what we're proposing, to spend more than we're bringing in now. We have fund balance to cover that. Okay, it's totally your call how you want to deal with that. My only cautionary note is anything that you spend that becomes structural in nature, like additional positions or annual expenditures that go on and on, are guaranteed to reduce your fund balance each and every year thereafter. So without larger revenue streams or additional revenues, eventually, you know, I think you can tell where that leads. I don't think that's the way that you want to head. I know that's not the way you want to head. Sometimes we have to spend more. We have to budget more than we receive. But we have to look at these things on a long-term basis. So is anything new going in that budget that's going to cause our expenses to increase year after year? Or are these things that we're spending one-shot deals where it's going to happen one time and then it's over? And that's the way we should be making our decisions, how we want to do that. Now, I was responsible for 8 budgets while I was here as a full-time employee. Each and every year, we budgeted the use of fund balance. It was generally speaking in the neighborhood of $200,000 to $300,000 in a year's time. Typically, it's very difficult to spend a budget exactly as you adopted it. And I don't like to count on it, but I like to think that a lot of times we budget for every conceivable possible contingency. And then we don't have to use it because we thought about something that might happen and didn't. So there's a lot of variables. I always consider budgeting more of an art than a science, although accountants think differently. But the reason I'm saying all this now is so that between now and next Monday, give yourself some time to think. Okay? Look over the latest draft, and if you can see some positive changes that you can make, or if you're satisfied with the work that's been done so far, that's what we need to know, because the next thing you're going to see is the tentative budget. And as I'm sure you're aware, the tentative budget locks in how much you can spend in the next fiscal year. So this is a mighty important week coming up on that. And also, just you heard from Jesus earlier about a failing retaining wall, and I guess I'm just going to throw it out there. It's not the only one he's working on right now. That's the beauty of living in an old mountain town. we put up concrete walls to keep the mop from falling down, and then the concrete falls down and we have to fix it. So we're going to be seeing more of that. We're going to try and spread it out, spread the load out so we can afford to do all of it. There's going to be some that are going to be fairly costly. And then lastly, city manager recruitment update. You went ahead and identified two finalists tonight that we will interview. The date scheduled for interviews is the 17th of June. Okay, I believe that's a Monday. Schedule it on my day off. I've been doing that with great regularity. As we discussed back in March, this is going to be a multifaceted interview process. It's going to be a little easier. We're doing two people and not four or five. Logistics are going to be much easier to handle, but just to remind everybody, there will be a public interview with the council. There will be a public session, hopefully at the senior center. I got the head nodding yes, so apparently we do. That's going to be the opportunity for the public to come in and meet the finalists and talk to them, ask some questions. And then there will also be opportunities for the department heads, and there will be a second opportunity for council in smaller groups to interface with the candidates. And then, of course, your public interview will probably be an evening session, much like a regular council meeting, and then we're going to ask you to start deliberation at that same time. So anyway, that's the plan has changed a bunch, but I just thought it was a good time to remind everybody that these things are coming up, and it's going to be a fairly full day. And I would like you all, look at your calendars for the 17th. It's setting up the logistics. If there's a time that you're not available during the day, Jolene needs to know so she can make the schedule work, because we would like you all to be able to come and meet with these folks on a smaller basis to ask questions that you may not think of in a more public setting. I am delighted with the two candidates that you have chosen, because that puts me that much closer to going back into retirement. and I also feel that they're highly qualified individuals, and the city would be well served. That's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Pumpkin. And we have no council report, so Mr.
I move that we adjourn.
Second. Motion and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?